Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of souls and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart." As you listen to one of the audio messages of the set man of heaven's glory by name Stephen Adinoyi, be blessed. Hallelujah.
Can we just lift up our voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord? Let's go ahead and celebrate His holy name.
Oh, my Yahweh,
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your presence that is already here in our midst. We ask, O God, that you have your way in Jesus' mighty name. I want to celebrate every one of us. Hallelujah, this evening. And I also want to celebrate our Father in the house, Pastor Adetunji Lawrence Adibaswe. Hallelujah. For this opportunity is not the right, it's a privilege. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful for the opportunity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Like we all know, the theme for our meeting tonight, which will continue by the grace of God tomorrow and subsequently, is the mighty one in battle. If I'm correct, then we change it. Hallelujah. I tell Kombi Kala Salabatali. And before we consider the same, it is not a news, because you and I already know that in every city, in every kingdom, in every town, in every community, in every institution, or even in an organization, there are security personnel. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from where our text of this theme is taken from. Media, if you are there, you can be of help to me for speed. Hallelujah. I tell no second better later salataya. Thank you, Jesus. So in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and from verse 1, the Bible said, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, who are they talking about? That's the children of Mount Seir, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Hallelujah. So we see God's giving only verse 1 first. I tell Ammon, speak eternal. We see that the children of Ammon and the children of Moab, with them other beside the Ammonites, who are they talking about? They are talking about the children of what? Of Mount Seir. They came against Jehoshaphat to battle. So, like I said, in every city, in every community, in every hamlet, in every society, in even institutions and organizations, there are what? There are security personnel. There are fighting men. There are law enforcement agents. There are men of war. Why? Because they understand that there is a day called the day of adversity, the day of battle. Even if you go to some banks today, you will see some men with what? You will see some security personnel. How much more a whole country? How much more cities? How much more societies? In developed countries, in developing nations, And even in underdeveloped countries, we have what we call foot soldiers. Those who fight on ground. Atalala Singa Salamanta. We have Navy officers. Those who serve on board and even in submarines. And they can also fight there. We also have Air Force officers. That is because these kingdoms, these societies, these organizations, these institutions understand that there is a day called the day of adversity. The day of adversity. And I believe this is generally accepted, or is a generally acceptable situation or scenario physically. Do you understand? For instance, if the school you went to never had any security personnel, then you must be suspecting those who have put that school together. Maybe they have a plan against you. Oh, Sapa, let them go, Sapa, Lata. This is so because everyone understands that there is what? There is a day of adversity, or there is a day of battle. So when we say there are battles even in the kingdom of God, nobody should be considering it as a strange matter. Because sometimes when we talk about the same, some will think that it is those people who are too spiritual that are making it look like the kingdom of God is about battle. The truth is that there is no institution, there is no organization that does not put security personnel in place because they understand this. How much more the kingdom of God? Haven't you heard in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12 that as from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Those who are referred to as the violent, they are the ones who are the security personnel. They are the fighting men. They are the men of war. They are the law enforcement agents. If you are there, help me. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. First, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and only the violent take it by force. Suffered violence and the violent. Those are the security personnel. I'm trying to separate the pronouns from the active verbs in order for you to know that this is a serious matter. Meseki tekolama. It is those violent, the violent people, the security personnel, the law enforcement agents, which would either be naval officers, neutral or navy officers, Air Force men or even good soldiers. They are the ones responsible to blow the trumpet in Zion and to sound the alarm upon the holy mountains of God. And you know in Ezekiel, those who fail to take heed to those alarms will have themselves to blame. Mayatali kasi kote balata. So they came to battle. They came against the ocean but to battle. You know, most of the time we just consider the place where that First Corinthians chapter 12, where the Bible talks about that of the sons of Issachar, we were men that have understanding of times and seasons to know what these were all to do, that the rest of them were harmony and all their brethren were their command. We just take that scripture in isolation, not understanding that they were trying to number the children of Israel that came to join themselves and became the mighty men of David at Ziklag. Let's start from verse 1. Kaita leko si beteba la sakatwa. First Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 1. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag. Yes, while he had kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. Kaita lo sensibeteba. The sons of Issachar, the way you were able to help in the war was that they had understanding of times and seasons. Yes, there were other men that knew how to fight. In fact, the children, the tribe of Zebulun was the one that produced expert in war. There are people who are expert in war. They produced 50,000 experts in war. The help that the sons of Issachar were able to provide in the war was that they understood the timing. They were like tappers. My tapo ever is sad. Verse 2. Hey, let me pass. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left hand, hauling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. These are people who are called ambidextrous people. They have the ability to use both their right hand and the left hand with equal dexterity. That's why they are all ambidextrous. If they hit you with their right hand and hit you with their left hand, you will not know which one is the weakest. Aye. Let's continue, verse 3. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, the sons of Shema, the Gibeonites, and Jezeel, and Peleth, the sons of Azmaveth, and Berakah, and Jehu, the Antonites. Give me verse 4. And Ishmael, the Gibeonites, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, and Jeremiah, and Jahaziel, and Jehohanan, the owner, and Josabad, and Jederash, the Jederatite, the Jederatite. God will help us in the name. Let's continue. Sorry. Verse 5. Oh, Balakikala. And maybe you will help me. In the name of Jesus. Give me verse 6. Desire the fight. Give me verse 6. Okay, verse 7. And Joelah and Zebadiah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. Give me verse. They began to listen. And of the Gedites, they have separated themselves also they begin to the host to the wilderness men of minds. And men of war. Because when we talk about battle, there must be men of war. Are you people with us? When we talk about the mighty man of war, God being the mighty man in battle, that means there are men of war. And most of the time, he takes pleasure in seeing how his people could bring themselves together in order to, bring the victory. Handle shield and buckler, and the faces were like the face of lion. And they were sweet as the roar upon the mountains. Hallelujah. These ones are the ones that also understand the mystery of speed. If they are in your church, you cannot give them an assignment and you take them 1 week before it is done. Why? Because they are sweet as the roar upon the mountains. They understand what it means to be smart. I take on the car. Some of you, you know. that the assignments that they give to you could be that area that God wants you to battle. But as you begin to drag your feet, you may bring casualty to the house. Haven't you gone for an interview and because you came late, that was just everything about it that disqualified you? That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. They were sweet as the rose of rose upon the mount, the rose upon the mount. I tell you, there are some battles that is an instruction that God will give to you. And the way to win it is to be sweet in obedience. Because one more day of delay could bring you into what? Into captivity. Have you not heard when someone was sitting somewhere and the Lord just told him leave here, and the moment 1 minute he left there, the ESCC came to pack everybody in that place. They were as sweet as the roar upon the mountains. So when we talk about battles, you should understand how it can manifest. And when we talk about fighting men, you should know that this is not just about holding weapons of war, holding weapons. There are things that God will give to you, and it will become a weapon for you to fight it. Verse 9. Oh, Jesus. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Give me 24 because of our time. The children of Israel, if you want to talk about this, you will not go. Isaleko bete sita balakata. Oh, Father. In verse 36, in verse 33. So, the tribe of Manasseh, the tribe of this, the tribe of that, if I want to tell us how these people battle, our time is blessed. Go to verse 33. Of Zebulun, verse 33, such as went forth to battle, experts in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank. They were not of double heart. Hallelujah. So Zebulun was the tribe that produced the most number of those who were expert in war. Even in battle, even among the soldiers, there are those who are expert in what they are doing. You want to be enlisted in this army, then you need to find where you belong. What are you an expert in? Some of them, they can win them. Some of them used to, some of these mighty men of David, they used to sleep with their spear. When you wake them up, they can engage in battle. One of them fought with the Philistines until his hands slipped to the beam of his sword. When we talk about battle, there are instruments of battle. Which one have you found and which one are you an expert in? Worship also is an instrument of war.
My worship is my weapon.
Which one are you an expert in? Prayer is a weapon of war. Which one are you an expert in? The word of God is a weapon. It's not my word like hammer and like fire that breaks your rock in pieces. Which one are you an expert in? I tell God, the children of Zebulun produced the highest number of those who were expert in war. I told you, you are only talking about the children of Issachar. You didn't know that they were just hackers. They were other guys that produced the good soldiers. Some produced the navy officers. So I am a tatata. Which one are you an expert in? One day it will be your turn. But are you just satisfied sitting where you are? There was a time I was sitting like you. But I had to master an aspect of the battle and become an expert in it. Will you always be sitting down there? Let's go to the popular one. Okay, that's 23. And of the children of Issachar, we know it. Give me 24. They were not of double hearts. In that verse 33, that the Bible talked about the children of Zebulun, they never had double hearts. If they are seeking, they are not doing it with a double mind. Because they know what they are doing is that they are shooting arrows. What they are doing is a weapon. And you have to concentrate in order to get your target. If they are praying, they are not doing it haphazardly. These are men of war. 33. I can cover up this verse 33. They were not of double hearts. You can never be an expert in any of the instruments of war if you are still of double hearts. When you are worshiping, it's your life on the altar as a sweet smelling sabbath. Are you a living sacrifice? Or you still have something else that you are adding to the worship? With such a double heart, you can never be an expert in the battle of worship, of warfare in worship. They were not of double heart. We read in verse 34, and after 1,000 captains with them the shield, then in verse 35, we also saw that the Danites also produced an expert in war, but theirs were 28,600. So it was Zebulun that produced the most number of experts in war, and you saw the secrets. All of them, they were doing it with simple mind. They never had a double heart. You see, they didn't put that one on the Danites. Even the children of Asher were able to produce experts in war, 40,000, but not like the children of Zebulun, because this one, they were not at war. They were not at war. They were not of double hearts. Verse 36. And of Asher, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, 40,000. So they all had expert in war. They all had expert in wars. The Danites, the children of Asher, and the children of Zebulun. But the reason the children of Zebulun could produce so much number of those who were expert in war was because they do their without a They were in it full time. They were not of a double heart. When the instruction comes that you should sow, when the instruction comes that you should pray, when the instruction comes that you should worship, are you doing it with a double heart? You cannot become an expert in the battle. Kaita lati sikobalata.
That the Lord will help us in the name of
Jesus. So we saw in that second Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 1 that they came to battle with them. If I go to verse 22, you must know how the things are. And we understand that
second Chronicles.
And we understand that in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, that we are not contending against flesh and blood. Because somebody will want to tell me that they read the New Testament more than me, or they are more of the New Testament believer because I've been quoting the Old Testament. No problem, just pray before you conclude. So what are we wrestling against? The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, isn't it? But against principalities, against rule powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the Lord said unto me, that this spiritual wickedness in high places are manifested in dark places.
Isoka balata salata. It's as if I'm the only one here.
That this spiritual wickedness in high places are manifested in the dark places of the earth. Psalm 74 and verse 20. Have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth, Psalm 74 and verse 20, are full of the habitation of prayer. So this spiritual wickedness in high places, they are manifested in the dark places of the earth. Have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitation of prayer. You know what they call Sakala in Ghana? That's a Hausa name that means installation. That's a Hausa word that means installation. It means putting inside. It means like an input in order for you to get an output. They call it what? Sakala. That's what they use in Ghana as Yahoo boys in Nigeria. Or Yahoo Plus. Those who mix internet-based fraud with African traditional God ritual, they call them in Nigeria what Yahoo or Yahoo Plus. In Ghana, you know what they call? They call them Sakala. That name is the house animal. So that means if they can learn such a thing, not from our country, the name of Jesus. But I just forget the problem. In Nigeria, and even had the guts to call it a name, the outside name in Ghana. And then when they tell you to see us in Nigeria, you are looking. Oh, Sabiko, the Salata. Recently, one of them that they call Sankawa or Yahoo Plus in Ghana, he killed three boys, he beheaded them. And he was still the same person that was going to check on the house when those boys were missing. He's still the same person that used to go and check on the mother and the father. Say, hey, Una, don't see him. Have you people found that boy? Yet he was the one that killed the boy, cut off his head. They called him Saka, wanted to use him for a ritual. Or Yahoo Plus, let me use the name that you understand. Be serious, because it may be that the person that is coming to Posemoka Desilata. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. We are wrestling against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. Against anything that is darkness. Sometimes you may not know that the reason for your lukewarmness, you have become cold. The same prayer is looking as if somebody is trying to coerce you. It's because there is a power somewhere trying to say you have gone too far. You will not go again. You will not go again. As the kombeleka latamanta. You now see coming to church. As if rain is already beating you even when you're in your house. You don't know that there are powers trying to act down what God is already doing in your life. We are wrestling against anything that represents the work of darkness. Be it poverty, be it sickness. Be it barrenness, be it lack of want, be it insecurity, near success syndrome, kidnapping. These are all manifestations of the powers of darkness that we are wrestling against. How can the Nigerian Defense Academy be under attack? In fact, one of the majors that kidnapped was found dead. So if you don't know before we wake up in the name of Jesus. If you don't know, there is a battle already going on.
It didn't start now, it didn't and it will not end now. That's just it.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you.
Let's see if we can go back to our reading and conclude as we pray.
Give me that 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 2. I am under sea, Kela, for Sabbath. Can we do verse 2? So they came against sea into battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there come a great multitude against thee, you know, beyond the sea on this side, as on the tower and the deep. Continue. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. There is no man, because there are too many situations, too many to be numbered, that will arise to make men afraid. There is no man who does not get afraid. But what you do when fear comes is what matters. There are some women, or let me say some ladies, that immediately they begin to hear the news that maybe their spouse or their husband is not doing as he ought to do. So say they quarrel against him. That's not what you do. That fear should not make you fast. That fear that is making you to stage a quarrel is you are even trying to help the devil achieve what he wants to do. What you need to do is to give it that verse 3. Is to set yourself before the Lord. To seek the face of the Lord. The strategy that he will give to you is what will bring about what? The solution. Which is what will salvage that problem. That fear is not real. In fact, it's called Dada Chalata. Dada Chalata is all this. When all these children, or sometimes you have malaria, when you have malaria, when somebody has malaria or fever, they begin to see different kinds of things that are not real. One man said, he discovered that when he was young, it happened to him. And one day, when he was just going to the bathroom, there was a darkness between his room and his bathroom. And then he saw that boogeyman. You know what they call boogeyman? In a dark place, you just see something that looks like what you don't use for now. And then because he knew that this is not real, he went closer and did like this to it. And immediately he did that, he discovered that there was nothing there. He discovered that. The fear is not real. Maraka si seconde baka salata. What you do whenever the news of fear comes is not for you to begin to devise means of how to save yourself. It is to look upon the Lord. I let go of that, because there are countless of times that situations that will allow you to be afraid will come. Even after now it will come. But the wisdom is that your eyes must be upon the Lord. If ye knowing not what to do, but our eyes are on you. Is that verse 13? Please let me fast. And then we will pray. And Judah stood before the Lord and their little ones and their wives and their children. Where did he say, knowing not what to do, but our eyes are on you? Verse 12. Oh, our God, give me verse 12. Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Did thou know we not want to do, but our eyes are on you? So there are times you will hear news that will allow you to be afraid. The best thing to do is to look unto God and say, Lord, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. In fact, in that region, because of the time, the Bible said he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah and Jerusalem. And the instruction, the Spirit of the Lord fell because of our time. And an instruction came and said, send worshippers. That's verse 18. And verse 20, and they arose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established, believe his prophets, so shall he prosper. Did you hear this thing that was circulating, and somebody was saying that he discovered that your destiny is not something you enter into, it's something you create, of which is very, very little. But he went further to enter into an error, and he was saying that no prophet can bring you into your destiny. No man of God. No. And I was saying, you just missed it. It is true that your destiny is not only what you enter into, it's something that you create. But there are places where the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe also in his prophet, and so shall you prosper. What are you saying? They may not give you the money to prosper like they give it to you with their hands. But yet there is a guidance from them that can show you where the wealth is. They can open your eyes by some kind of illumination, or in that light we see light, and you begin to find out where your destiny lies. Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me, for in my father's house there are many mansions. So they say, let them sing. This is where we conclude, and then we will begin to pray. I can set up. So he said, let them sing. And my question was this: what kind of song were you singing? Because if you check, even in battle, there is an instrument that they use to fight. There is a spear like a weaver's spear. There are swords, there are shields, isn't it? In that Ephesians chapter 6 that we read, put on the armor of God that you look to, isn't it? Isn't it? He said, be strong in the Lord and call his mighty name. Put on the breastplate and so on. Hallelujah. Because of time. So what song were they telling them to sing? Because if even the Bible asks us to praise God with an understanding, it's because we need to know the song that they were singing in order for God to warrant such a deliverance. Sometimes you need to know the kind of prayer that you are praying for God to intervene. Sometimes it may be a thanksgiving prayer, sometimes it may be a welfare prayer. So what kind of song were they singing? It is a song of the power and of the mercies of the Lord. Psalm 59 and verse 16. If you are with your Bible, give us Psalm 59 verse 16. But if you are with your Bible, look at that 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 21, the B part. You see, as they went forth, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercies endured forever. In Psalm, yes, he says, but I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For, and you know that it was in the morning, in verse 20, and they arose early in the morning. That's why I say, hold your Bible so that we can be going this way. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20, it was in the morning. So the kind of song that they were singing in Psalm 59 verse 16 was what? Was the song of God's power and the song of God's mercies. That's why he said, let them say, for his mercies endure it forever. And we see, also give me Psalm 89 and verse 1. 89 and verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. Isn't it? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Keep playing that one. Don't worry. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth, will I make known thy greatness. So it was the song of God's mercies that they were singing that were granted such a deliverance that the Bible said in verse 22 that as they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Seir. Everyone had to destroy one another. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, hallelujah. Oh, Sabalata, Kombele, Balata, Balata. Oh, see, let's rise to our feet and begin to pray. Oh, sekite lende ko sabala tako bele bala tabala katabala taya. Can we rise to our feet and begin to ask for the mercy of God? Before we enter into battle, we need to sing of His mercies. Aye. Reki ke sabala tada bala tada bala tada bala taya. If you can kneel down, if you can lie down, whatever you need to do in order to plead for the mercy of God, can you do that? Oh my God, is merciful. My God is merciful, Jesus.
Jesus, oh my God, is mercy.
Before I was afflicted, I went astray. That was what the family said. So I was sitting over the family and I was
Thank you.
I believe you have been blessed by this message, and I know that your life will never remain the same. If you desire to be born again, to receive Jesus into your heart and to surrender to His Lordship, you can reach out to us on our social media handles, and or you can call us on the numbers 070-3128-2186. God bless you in Jesus' name.